It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Wednesday, May 11th. I'm Patricia Naft. Road construction between Ouray and Silverton is set to ramp up this week. KBNF's Jake Ryan has more.
The Colorado Department of Transportation is currently working on Red Mountain Pass, reinforcing the retaining wall that supports the scenic highway. So far, they've been able to keep traffic delays down, alternating single-lane traffic, but that might change. For the next 2.5 weeks, crews will be detonating explosives in the early afternoon. Lisa Schwantes with CDOT's Southwest Region says that the work is a continuation of last year's work on the crib wall.
So as you're driving on top of the road, there is a crib wall or a retaining wall that helps support the roadway. So we just ask folks to be patient. This is road work and maintenance that is essential to our highway. Just take a breather and soak in the beautiful sights while you're waiting.
She points out that there are worse places to sit in traffic. The entire project is scheduled to be finished by September. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
A clinic in Olathe recently received a $1 million grant to expand its Montrose location. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services awarded the money to the River Valley Family Health Center. Jeremy Carroll, the center's CEO, says the funds will be used to renovate a building the nonprofit purchased last year.
The Montrose satellite that we have today on Tessitore Court, that one will close and those providers from that site will be moved into the Montrose Athletic Club. We realized that the need for Montrose was huge, and so we wanted to get to Montrose and start serving those patients before we could renovate the Montrose Athletic Club.
Carroll anticipates the new location will be open sometime next year. He says the site will provide primary care and mental health services to uninsured, underinsured, and low-income patients, and a future expansion could add dental services. A bill to create a public lands day in Colorado is now headed to the governor's desk. The measure generated controversy at the legislature, but lawmakers ultimately worked on a compromise. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Democratic sponsor Senator Carrie Donovan of Vail introduced the bill at the beginning of the session, but it took a long time to pass.
People are really passionate about public lands.
Supporters of public lands and those concerned about federal management of some of those lands couldn't agree on descriptive language in the bill, so it was struck. Donovan says she's pleased with the outcome, and she hopes Public Lands Day is something people across Colorado can really celebrate.
I think they're foundational to the identity of our state. They contribute to our quality of life, and they support our economy, so it seemed very appropriate to find a place on the calendar to be able to reflect on that each year.
Public Lands Day will be the third Saturday in May. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
The second annual North Fork Solar Fair and Permaculture Expo is this Friday in Paonia. KBNF's Laura Pomisano spoke to Pete Kolbenschlag with the Colorado Farm and Food Alliance and Gerald Espinoza with Solar Energy International about the event.
Pete, what's different about the solar fair this year?
This year, the solar fair, we're adding more workshops and interactive learning opportunities through our Permaculture Expo, and that's being brought to us by the Learning Council, which is another nonprofit that's helping to sponsor the event. We'll have workshops on biodynamics, permaculture, seed planting geared for children, and also some demonstration projects on how to make good soils. So that's a little different. I think also the event is going to be a lot larger this year. We have 16 or 17 exhibitors, which will provide a whole range of informational opportunities for people to learn about solar energy, about local power distribution, about local foods, and a number of nonprofits that work on conservation and climate and those types of issues. So we think it's an exciting event. There's going to be a lot of music and just a good time.
Gerald, how is SEI participating?
For Solar Energy International, we've really been seeing the market exploding for solar nationally and internationally, and we're involved all across the world. But I think it's a really exciting opportunity for us to be more involved in our own backyard, especially given recent developments in the extraction industry in our hometown. And so it's an extension of what we're already doing in the county with our Solarize Delta County program, where we're trying to increase the access and accessibility to solar energy for residents of Delta County. And so it's really, this event's awesome because it really gets at the ethos of what Solar Energy International has been doing and is doing for the last 25 years.
Pete, why hold this kind of event in Paonia, a community a bit off the beaten path?
Well, the Colorado Farm and Food Alliance, which is the organization I'm heading and which is sponsoring, the lead sponsor of this event, works to connect the farm-to-table community with conservation and climate action. Paonia, of course, is a bit of a hotbed for locally produced food and also for energy. We've been an energy and agricultural dependent community ever since settlers moved here over 150 years ago. And we're continuing that tradition now as we transition to new kinds of energy and as we learn to emphasize value-added agriculture. So it seemed like a natural fit. Obviously, there's a lot going on in the world and a lot of concern around issues like climate change. We're so lucky here locally. We have a power provider in Delta Montrose Electric Association that's really eager to put more local power on the grid. And so we want to bring all those forces together here locally and show that we can move forward as an agricultural and energy-dependent community, but restructure that for the 21st century. So we feel like it's a great opportunity. We feel like May is a wonderful time to be in the Valley. We want to create a fun event where we can build community, and that's the name of this year's solar fair, is Cultivate Community and Homegrown Energy. The idea is to create a space where people can get together and discuss these issues and ideas to really start feeling like we're a community and move forward.
Pete, you've mentioned some lectures and workshops. What is going to be available for people to attend, and what can they do at this solar fair?
The main opportunity is for people to enjoy and celebrate their community. The idea of this year's event is Cultivate Community and Homegrown Energy, and so we have some great workshops. Wynn Clearwater, a local horticulturalist, will be doing a workshop on seed planting for kids of all ages. He'll also be doing an introduction to permaculture workshop. Patricia Frazier from Peace and Plenty Farms will be doing an introduction to biodynamic agriculture. Those are all sponsored by the Learning Council, a local nonprofit. We'll have a demonstration project on soil building put on by Paonia Soils. And then we have 16 exhibitors ranging from local nonprofits to solar companies. So it's an opportunity to learn about a whole range of things and really to provoke discussion about how as a community we can come together.
That was Pete Kolbenschlag with the Colorado Farm and Food Alliance and Gerald Espinoza with SEI speaking to KBNF's Lara Pomisano. The Solar Fair and Permaculture Expo is this Friday from 4:30 until 9 p.m. at the SEI campus in Paonia. For KBNF News, I'm Patricia Knapp. Stay tuned for Jeff and the Wednesday Morning Music Mix.